The King's Riddles, which I first heard from the telling of Joel Benizzi. There was once long ago a king in Ireland who decided to play a cruel trick on his adviser. He called the man to him, and the adviser approached, wearing his hood pulled down on his long robes, his head bent, as he always was. The king said, "Adviser, I've decided to ask you three questions. If you can answer all three of them, I'll give you a bag of gold for each one you answer. But if you fail to answer any one of them, I'll have your head cut off." Now the first question is just this. How far is it from one end of the earth to the other? The second question is, how deep is the deepest part of the ocean? And the third question is, what am I thinking? And the king tapped his forehead. With squinting eyes, he looked at the adviser and said, "Come back tomorrow with the answers to those three questions, and you shall win three bags of gold. Come back without them, of course, and you shall leave without your head." Well, the adviser stumbled out of the room, shaken, crestfallen. And who should he run into but the king's Shanachie, the storyteller? And the Shanachie said, "Well, now, adviser, what's got into you? You look as though a weight had fallen on your shoulders, you do."
"Oh," said the adviser, "a weight's about to fall off my shoulders, it is, my head."
And he told the Shanachie all about it. "The king wants to know the answer to three questions. How far is it from one end of the earth to the other? How deep is the ocean? And what is the king thinking right at that moment? Now, how can I know any of those things?" The Shanachie tilted up his face and said, "I might be able to answer those questions for you.
Oh, if you could, I'd give you the bags of gold. I need not them. I just want to keep my own head."
"Oh, now I didn't say I could tell you the answers. Come here, this is what we'll do." And he whispered into the ear of the adviser. The next morning, the king called the adviser to him and said,
"Well, my good man,
do you have the answers to the riddles?"
"Yes, your highness."
"You do? All right. What is the distance from one end of the earth to the other?" "Your highness, 'tis but a day's journey."
"Oh, it's never that. I got you already."
"Oh, no, 'tis but a day's journey. And if you don't believe me, look at the sun. The sun rises in the east on one end of the world in the morning, and at the end of a day's journey it is in the west at the other end of the world. The distance that it has travelled in that day's journey, why, that's the distance from one end of the earth to the other." Well, the king couldn't say no to that, so he gave the adviser one of the bags of gold. Ka-ching! "But," he said, "how deep is the ocean now? Tell me that." "Your highness, 'tis but a stone's throw."
"A stone's throw? It's never that. You've lost your head."
"Oh, no, your highness, 'tis but a stone's throw. And if you dinna believe me, row a boat out to the deepest part of the ocean and throw a stone. The depth that it falls is the depth of the ocean." The king couldn't argue with that, so he gave the adviser the second bag of gold. "Ka-chling! But," he said, "what am I thinking? That's what you must tell me now." "Well, your highness, I'm in the way of thinking that you are thinking that I am not your adviser."
"Ha-ha! I've got you," said the king, "for I'm not thinking in that at all."
"Oh, yes, you are, your highness, and I'll prove it." And the adviser threw back his hood and revealed that he was not the adviser, but in fact the Shanachie. The king looked at the smiling, grinning face of the Shanachie and said,
"You're not my adviser."
"Told you so," said the Shanachie, and with his three bags of gold, he lived happily ever after.